Well, we've become accustomed to Fringe Theatre coming to the town in Gown, and we've seen a whole range of what they do over the past few months. Thankfully, after lockdown, now they're open. But they also produce their own work as well. Ordinary Days, a musical, will be opening on the 13th of October at the town in Gown, and it is the work of the man himself, Carl Steele, from the town in Gown, who joins me on the line. Carl, hello there.
Hello, Neil. How are you?
Very good, thank you. And you also have one of your actors with you. We have Dora G. Dora, very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. We'll come to you in a second, Dora. Carl, first of all, this is a new thing for theatre, isn't it, in Cambridge? That we've got a pub and theatre, not just putting on other people's work, but coming up with their own. How does this work? Because you've done this for a while.
Yeah. So we're both. We're a touring house, which professional productions come to for 2-3 nights, and we fill our programme with pro touring production. But within that, we also produce our own shows, which run for a little longer. We rehearse them in-house. We cast professional actors. And that's what we do. That's what we train for here. So it's our chance to use our space a bit more creatively rather than something that just drops in on the day. We create sets. It's a lot more immersive. You're able to do a lot more and showcase what we're trained to do, which is I'm directing Ordinary Days. It's a musical by Adam Guan, and the cast have been brought together from all over the country, auditioned earlier this year, and it's our first in-house production.
Now that's an interesting one. Obviously not first one for you, but when you're going to do this for the first time at a new venue in a new city, how did you choose Ordinary Days? What drew you to that one? It's like, we're going to do that one.
It was a really obvious choice for me personally. It's a really simple musical. It's a piano and four vocalists. It's a really good piece for showcasing how a small space can deliver musical theatre really well. Out of all the musicals I've done over the years, this one for me just really shows how small spaces can be something special. And you don't have to have wings and a big proscenium arch and a 27-piece orchestra and 32 showgirls in big headdresses and flashing lights. And this show is really simple, really hard-hitting. And there's a really important message, which is relevant to people today as well, about seeing the beauty in their everyday lives and making connections with people that you may think you're not connected with. Especially after a year and a half of isolating ourselves, that the message in this show is really, really powerful, and I'm really proud of it already before we've even got it on stage. So I just need an audience now, Neil.
And you'll be all right. Now, you said there, obviously, you've cast this from all. You did a casting call. So that was a casting call across the country. Presumably at the moment, there's quite a pool of talent that you can choose from, or no?
Well, kind of a bit of both. So we, in the last 2 years, there's obviously been people that have completed their courses, like Dora, who graduated last year. You know, she's graduated into an industry that was on hold. Mm-hmm. So there's the big pool of people there that are waiting to start doing their jobs that they've been trained to do. And there's also a big pool of people that haven't been able to do their jobs. Now that the houses are starting to come back, especially the big houses and pantomime season's coming soon, people are starting to pick up jobs. So yeah, it's getting anybody that's cast during the pandemic, I think, has had a big pool of people to choose from, but it's that pool's getting smaller
by the day.
How it should be. It's a good thing to see.
It is. Well, let's find out how Dora got into it. Dora, very lovely to chat to you. And as Carl said there, you graduated through pandemic. That must have been the toughest of times, mustn't it?
It was interesting. It was. I did the last 6 months of my training on Zoom, which, as you can imagine, doing musical theatre, which is so so personal, and being in the room with other people, feeding off of their creativity, is so important and such a big part of it. And you know, doing ballet in your living room isn't quite the same as doing it in a studio.
No.
But yeah, it was weird. You know, when I graduated, my final showcase was online, and we just kind of shut our laptops and was like, okay,
That's awful. That's not your dream, is it? But here you are now starting out on that road. How exciting is it to be doing live theatre or rehearsing for live theatre?
Unbelievably exciting. I mean, this was my first in-person audition after graduating from drama school. So I was absolutely thrilled to be called up to audition for this. And the audition process was so lovely. We had Carl and Lisa there, and it was so chilled and relaxed, and you just felt like they really wanted you to be there and they wanted to see the best of you. Because a lot of casting calls, you go in, you have your 2 minutes, and then you go out and then you don't hear anything. But with this, it was, you know, 2.5 hours. We really workshopped, really got to know each other, and it was so lovely. And now being here and meeting the rest of the cast, it's just been such a dream. Like, we've all gelled so quickly.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like half the work is done there, because if you've spent that amount of time together at a casting call, if there's only sort of four of you on the stage working so closely together, it's going to be absolutely key, not just that you're good at what you do, but that you can interact and work well with the other three on stage, surely.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all living together at the moment as well, which is so much fun. But yeah, everyone's, we just get along, and I feel like with such a small ensemble, there's no room for, you know, bad connections. Sure. There's just no room for it.
Sure.
And it's so lovely to be in a room, because we're all so appreciative to be here, and we're all really thankful, I think, to be back in a room and be doing live theatre again. So the energy in the room is so positive, and it's such a pleasure to be a part of.
Isn't it? It's just lovely to hear, isn't it? This is what we want. We all got a little bit stale in the run-up to the pandemic. We all took a few too many things for granted, and we all thought streaming and stuff like that was the way forward. I think we've all done with streaming for a while, don't we? We've all done with binge. We want to get back out and see that live theatre. We want to go to the cinema and experience that whole thing of sitting in a room with other people, all watching the same thing at the same time. Is that right, Carl? Is that what you're finding with the theatre now?
Yeah, it's that shared experience,
yeah,
that we've been missing. We as humans are programmed to seek out people with similar enjoyments and to connect with people, and shared experience in a room like this, in an intimate house that only seats 80 people, it's really unique and special. And I think the message in this show really rings true to anybody that's maybe struggled over the last 2 years with reconnecting with people. But yeah, we had a little moment at rehearsals this morning. We've sung through the score, and having four amazing musical theatre singers suddenly jump into four-part harmony in the space with you sat there directing the piece, and yeah, it's really special to have live performance back in our room.
We're talking on Zoom, and I can see the look on your faces, the two of you. And when that happens in the room like you're in now, when you appear on a stage in front of an audience, I can just imagine this is going to be fantastic. It's going to be great fun. I can imagine it's going to be huge. Tickets, Carl. Tell us about tickets.
So we open next week, next Wednesday, on the 13th. It runs till the 17th, which is the Sunday. Tickets you can get at townandgown.co.uk, or you can call us at the box office, 01223 309796. And they're £15 flat rate right through. You may not have heard of this musical or even this writer. That's what we do. Fringe musicals, which you will not have heard of, take a punt on it. I can guarantee it will leave you with a real special takeaway from it.
Fantastic. Am I right in saying there's matinees as well as evening performances?
On Saturday and Sunday.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's been lovely to chat to you on such a high point. Carl, always good to see the look on your face. Dora, lovely to meet you. Good luck playing your first, actually out there doing a proper paid job.
Thank you.
Bit of acting. And good luck with it. Ordinary Days at the Town and Gown next week. Thank you both.
Thanks, Neil.
Thank you.